Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are efforting to get Johnny Holiday on the program. Johnny, of course, the voice of Maryland football and basketball here on the Maryland Sports Radio Network. I think he might be calling in right now, so we'll get him momentarily. But the Terps coming off big 77-71 win over Minnesota. They had the big win Friday night against UCLA. So riding a two-game winning streak, and then, of course, they go to Northwestern to take on Northwestern this coming Thursday. That's a 9 o'clock tip, so pregame 8 o'clock here on 105.7 The Fan. And joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, is the legendary voice of Maryland basketball and football, Johnny Holiday. And Johnny, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. So last night, it's not going to go up in a museum, but it's a conference win. How'd you feel about the win against Minnesota?
Against the dreaded Gophers?
Yes.
It was okay. Yeah. You know, a win's a win. Conference is a conference win. They didn't play their best. Maybe a little bit of a letdown from the UCLA game. I don't know. But, you know, when they had to turn it on, they did in the second half, which is good. Almost identical to the UCLA game, where they didn't play well the first half, and they came back and lit it up in the second. Same thing happened last night. I think they're in pretty good shape. You know, I really like this team. I mean, they got firepower from everywhere. You know, five guys averaging in double figures, and you never know who's going to go off on any particular night. And a game like last night kind of scares you, as does, I think, the game tomorrow night or Thursday night against Northwestern, a team that's lost 3 in a row. But right now, 13-4 looks pretty good.
Well, and like, it wasn't great, and it was a bit of, a flatter environment than the UCLA game we were out there for. And they didn't play their best offensive game by any stretch, and Juju didn't contribute a whole lot offensively, and Sultan Miguel didn't do what he's been doing lately. And Johnny, they still damn near scored 80 points. You know, like, I haven't seen a Maryland team like that where we're, like, I mean, they scored 77, and they shot 40% in the first half, and, like, they probably left the 10 points on the floor, only 17 fast break points. Like, what they can do offensively, I just feel like is at such a different class than we've seen around here for a long time.
Yeah, and I think it frustrates Kevin Willard a little bit, the fact that they have such slow starts in the second half. I think they shot 50% or 55% in the second half last night, and thank goodness for Derek Queen.
Yes.
You know, against UCLA, he had 5 points. Comes back and scores 27 last night and looked like he was hardly putting any effort out. That's the nice thing about this team, I think. And when you look at a guy like, I love Kafara Gapari. I love his name, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, he's got so much athleticism. He can run. He can shoot. He's blocked shots. He just plays with so much enthusiasm that I think probably Coach Willard's going to have to find more minutes for him as the season goes along. But certainly different than the go back to last year. Only 3 guys last year scored 20 points or more in a game. 3 guys.
Jeez.
This year, you got 5 guys that have done that. So it's, you know, as you mentioned, they're averaging 85 points, 83 points a game, and they got 77 last night. Could have had 87 or 90 had they played well in the first half. But, you know, you take it for what it's worth. It's got people excited again. Last night was not a good crowd, on a Monday night, whether it's the 6:30 start, I don't know. But, you know, I think even though the students are out, most of them are still hanging around. I would expect them to show up and maybe support these guys. And believe it or not, these guys do feed off the fans.
Yeah, sure.
If you got a good crowd there on, you know, into the game and with you, especially in the second half last night, they finally woke up and put their books down and began to watch the game. And it was really nice to see. But I think they should get more than 10,000 on a Monday night.
Johnny, I did want to go deeper about Tafara Gapari off the bench. That block that led to that Jacoby Gillespie three felt like one of the biggest moments of that basketball game, where the Terps took the lead 49-46. And he's been a spark plug for them in multiple games this year.
Well, we did an interview with him before the game, and it was really interesting that he led when he played at UMass a couple of years ago. He led the team in block shots. Then he transfers down to Atlanta to Georgia Tech. Again, he led the team in block shots. And right now, that's his forte, is blocking shots. But he's got such good quickness. He's got such good size. He can hit the three. He can drive to the basket. He's a good free throw shooter and loves to play defense. And I asked him about what gives you more satisfaction, scoring a lot of points, blocking a lot of shots, or rebounding. He had an interesting answer. I don't care about any of them. I just want to win. which is a pretty good answer, yeah. You know. I never mentioned the NIL money, but he said, I just want to win games. Whatever it takes to win, that's what I'm going to do.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're talking with Johnny Holiday. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Johnny, Thursday night, Northwestern, Maryland, and this is not just a this year thing, but it's been like the last few years, the road woes. And how do they get over the hump and win a game Oregon, they played well. Washington, they did not play well. Oregon, they played well but couldn't finish. How do we get a road win?
That's a good question for Kevin Willard. I asked him the same thing. Both those games in the West Coast, they could have won both of them had they played the way that they normally play, but they didn't. And again, he points out how difficult it is, not only for Maryland, but for any team in the Big Ten to win on the road. Look what happened to UCLA last night at Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost four in a row. And this was the number 22 team in the country. It's awfully tough. It's just you against them mentality. You got maybe a handful of fans to watch you play on the road, but that's about it. You got to have almost a perfect game. You got to have more concentration, I think, than you do at home. You try to block out all the elements, but it's easier to say than to actually do. And when you look at the road record for Maryland, it hasn't been good so far this year. It had a tough struggle, 0-3 on the road. But look who they lost to. They lost to Oregon, they lost to Washington, and they lost to Purdue. That's three pretty good teams. Well, two of the three are pretty good teams. Washington, they should have beat easily. I don't know what the answer is, and I don't think the coach does either. He's not playing, but I know that they try to figure out how are we going to steal this one. Now, Thursday night is winnable, no question about that. I think Northwestern's lost three straight games now. It'll be the second of six of eight games at home for these guys. It's a tough arena to play in. It's very compact, like Cameron Indoor Stadium is down at Duke. Same kind of atmosphere. They love their basketball there. Chris Collins is a tremendous coach. And they got a kid that went off the other night against Michigan State and had 27 points. And he's a guy you got to be concerned with. So if you get this one, then all of a sudden you've got yourself another conference win. You got a road win. And all of a sudden you're playing 500 basketball. You're 3-3 in the conference because next week you got to go to Indiana. You got to go to Illinois. It's a murderous, murderous schedule here in the month of January. It's tough.
So I guess we're deep enough into this now, though, Johnny. Like, what do you think is sort of realistic expectations for this team? How far do you think they could go in March?
Well, it's definitely an NCAA team.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Okay, they already got 13 wins. They only had 16 last year total. I mean, 16-17 record compared to 13-4. That's a big difference. I think the one thing I don't want to see happen, and I think we're all holding our breath on this, that nobody gets injured. None of those starting five guys go down with a freak injury or something.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be really tough. But that solid, that starting five I think Maryland has is one of the best in the Big Ten. I think they kind of rise to the occasion with the opponent. As you saw last night with Derrick Queen, you know, he's had two of his best games against Purdue and then last night against Minnesota. So I think they're going to be an NCAA team. There's no doubt about that. How far they can go, I don't know. It depends upon who they're matched up against. But I think they could also do some big damage in the Big Ten tournament. With so many teams now, it's a very interesting and good year so far. And I think it proves that when you start winning games, everybody jumps in the bandwagon. Everybody's happy. And when you lose games, you know, they all come out of the woodwork because everybody's a coach.
Maryland.
Everybody has the answer.
Maryland and Northwestern this Thursday night. Tips at 9, which pregame coverage is at 8 here on 105.7, the Fan, voice of the Terps, Johnny Holiday. Johnny, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Tough segue, Bone. It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
We're going to get back into the Ravens, and we know there's plenty of decisions for Eric DaCosta this offseason in terms of contract extensions. Kyle Hamilton, Tyler Linderbaum headline that list. What do you do with Ronnie Stanley? Well, I got an interesting name that maybe Eric DaCosta should explore in getting a contract extension done with. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.